This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, April 16th. Christ and His Church. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 16. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" He asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of my church. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then He ordered His disciples not to tell anyone that He was the Messiah. Whoever we are, the main question for each of us is the one Jesus asks in this passage. Who do you say I am? If we have faith in Christ as our Savior, our answer will be something like Peter's. And as Jesus told Peter, it is God who reveals this to us. The Spirit of God gives us the faith to believe. This is the gift to Abraham and to all who believe God's promises. As the canons of Dort put it, God produces in us both the will to believe and the belief itself. What's more, when we believe, we receive, like Peter, the promise of a future with Christ. Jesus says He will build His church, that is, the body of all believers, and the powers of death and hell will not overcome it. The main thing to remember here is that Jesus says, "I will build my church." It's not ours or anyone else's. Jesus calls us to work with Him by spreading the good news to all nations, discipling believers, baptizing them, and teaching them all He has commanded. But we may never forget that it's His church that He is building. The canons of Dort say, there is always a church of believers founded on Christ's blood, and this church steadfastly loves, worships, and praises Him forever as the Son who laid down His life for her on the cross. So let's love, praise, and worship our Lord in all we do. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, thank You for making us Your church. Keep building us to praise and honor You always. In Your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.